Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us. And St. Antonio de St. Anna Galveo and his story begins now. St. Antonio de St. Antonio de St. Anna Galveo. He was born May 13, 1739, in December. And he died December 23, 1822. He was a Brazilian friar of the Franciscan Order, one of the best known religious figures in colonial Brazil, renowned for his healing powers. God's plan in a person's life often takes unexpected turns, which become life-giving to cooperation with God's grace. Born near Sao Paulo, Antonio attended the Jesuit seminary, but later decided to become a Franciscan friar. Invested in 1760, he made his final profession the following year and was ordained in 1762. Galveo was a man of great and intense prayer and mystic phenomenon attributed to him included telepathy, premonition, and levitation. He was reportedly in two different places at the same time in order to take care of sick or dying people who had asked for his help. That's biolocation, much like St. Padre Pio. He served as a preacher, confessor, and porter within a few years. Antonio was appointed confessor to the Recollects of St. Teresa, a group of nuns in that city. He and Sister Helena Maria of the Holy Spirit founded a new community of sisters under the personage of Our Lady of the Conception, a divine providence. Sister Helena Maria's premature death the next year left Father Antonio responsible for the new congregation, especially for building a convent and church adequate for the growing numbers. He served as novice master for the friars and as guardian of St. Francis Friary in Sao Paulo. He founded St. Clair Friary in Sorocaba with the permission of his provincial and the bishop. Antonio spent his last days at the convent of the sisters' congregation he had helped establish. St. Antonio was beatified in Rome on October 25, 1998, and canonized in 2007. Holy men and women cannot help calling our attention to God, God's creation, and to all the people whom God loves. The lives of holy people are so oriented toward God that this has become their definition of normal. Do people see my life as yours, as a living sign of God's steadfast love? What might have to change for that to happen? Calvio was canonized by Pope Benedict XVI on May 11, 2007, becoming the first Brazilian-born saint. According to the Catholic Church, the cases of several miracles affected the prayers of Galvao. After taking one of had a uterine malformation that should have made it impossible for her to carry a child for more than 4 months. She gave birth to a baby boy. And this miracle was certified by the church with the healing in 1990. A four-year-old girl suffering from what doctors considered incurable hepatitis. Doctors had some Catholic clergy have dismissed these pills as placebos. The church recommends that only terminal ill patients take those kinds of pills. So when it comes to that, always follow doctor's orders. Whenever. St. Antonio de Santa Ana Galvao was a miracle worker. And the first Brazilian-born saint. And now he's in heaven with our Lord and all the saints, the church triumphant. And our sneak peek for tomorrow will be St. Peter of Alcantara. So he will be the saint of the day for tomorrow. And we pray for our priests. So much is going against them. So we pray for our priests. Lord, thank you for the lives of these saints, these role models for us, as we pray for our priests, begins now.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100. 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that they are the one they offer to sinner and all they meet, so that Jesus is the one that they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Take special care of sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Remember how they spent their youth and old age, their entire lives serving and giving all to Jesus. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. May the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal High Priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests, act in them, speak in and through them. Think your thoughts in their mind, love through their heart. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Lead and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts and behavior. Lord, possess their souls. Take over their entire personality and life. Replace them with yourself. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon them and sanctify them as your ardent servants, consecrated in holiness. Mold them into the true likeness of your Son to be a compassionate shepherd to your people, and keep them steadfast in times of trial, ever faithful in obeying your will, and zealous in proclaiming Christ to the world. May your divine wisdom guide their every decision, and your strength sustain them in their apostolic ministry. Mary, Blessed Mother, through your prayers, help your sons to imitate Christ's humility and self-emptying love, so that others may encounter Jesus through them, the glory of God, and the renewed growth of the church. And we ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And we pray for Pope Francis, and we pray for all the clergy today around the world. We pray, Lord, for the church to be that city on a hill that all can be your glory, Lord. And we pray for children. We pray for our children. And thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us, just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. Along with Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas, Saint Maria Grandi, and Saint Antonio de Saint Anacalvio. And Saint Daphne, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony, all you blessed saints and angels in the kingdom of heaven, pray for us. Pray for our children. Pray for marriage. Pray for holy marriages, Lord. Pray for us, Lord. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion and the respect for life, that each child is a blessing. As we now move into the Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. By your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, Lord. In company with Christ who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in this, in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they are maybe experiencing. Amen. And Lord, I humbly ask you to hear this prayer for the souls of those who have recently passed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy, so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their soul belongs to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. May he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. We lift up to you the prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans, our police officers, and our first responders, our EMTs, our nurses and doctors. And we pray for the members of our armed forces. We pray for America. Give them courage, Lord, hope and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, Lord, leading them from darkness to light. We pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for all those in hospitals, Lord, that the hospital will be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. Poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, for listening. Prayer. We thank you, Lord, for loving us.
This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Thank you. Blessed Mother, we pray to thee. Thanks for the miracle of your rosary. Only you can hold back your holy son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Now and at the hour of our death, and thanks once again for the miracle of your rosary.
And this has been Deeper Truth, Standing the Gap with us in St. Antonio Day, St. Anna Galveo. And we will close for today and thank you all for supporting us by listening to our shows and reading our articles. And thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Mother Mary. We love you, St. Joseph. And we love you, our guardian angel. And we will be back again tomorrow with our Stand in the Gap tomorrow as we close for the day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So good day, and live the Lord's blessing. Live the blessing. In the military, we would say we're living the dream. We're living the legend. Well, in our Catholic faith, we're living the blessing. So live his blessings to the fullest. God bless you all.